You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. Be sure to check out our
Essential Campus Pastoring
at newchurches.com/campuspastor.
newchurches.com/campuspastor.
Well, that is Ed Stetzer, the one and only.
Hi. How are we doing? Good.
It's the great. One and only. Hey, you're about to launch a podcast, right, Aween?
I have launched a podcast. I'm not about to launch a podcast. Thanks for subscribing. It's the Lynn Kowick and I. We have Theology for Life,
awesome.
Which is it's not nearly as raucous as what we do here, but we actually talk about theological issues. People can go to you didn't say I could do this, but I'm gonna do it anyway. TFLpodcast.com, TheologyForLifePodcast.com.
Awesome. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. I introduced it, so I thought it'd be. Everyone would love another opportunity to hear from Ed. And you also have a course too, right? Breaking Barriers.
Wow, you're just going all in. Yes, edstetzer.com/mission group. They can find Breaking Barriers. Actually, it's not available right now. We all open it at certain times during the year. But yeah, it'll be coming up in a few weeks.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and I mean, I totally recommend it. I've been through it. I've looked through what you guys have put together there. So if you're wanting to break barriers, I'd wholeheartedly recommend that. So
thank you, my brother. That was very kind.
Well, today we have a question from our favorite Canadian, Rob Clark. So let's
Rob from Saskatoon. Saskatoon. I'm sure it's a lovely city. Have you been there?
I've been to Regina.
Okay. All right. Is that close? Is that similar? I've been to Edmonton.
Yeah.
Is that close?
Well, Regina and Saskatoon are kind of the two biggest cities in Saskatchewan. So
now, what does biggest cities mean? Is that like 8 people and caribou, or what does that actually mean?
Well, population of Regina is like close to 200,000.
Okay.
And Saskatoon is a little bit bigger than that, like 220. So
that's like a party of people right there, Saskatoon. All right. So what are the industries in Saskatoon by their actual domestic product?
You know,
no, I'm just kidding.
Well, we have about 20 seconds to do that while we listen to Rob's questions. So.
Okay, go, Rob. Go.
Hey, guys. Daniel, Ed, and Todd. What? If you're still there, Todd. Hey, guys, interested because you guys are in the thick of it, and I believe that you guys probably have a pulse on the future of church planting. And so we have read studies and we hear stories about how very few churches ever do plant another church, and anything from like 4% in some studies to obviously you guys have your own study that came out. But we know that ultimately there's not enough churches being planted by established churches. And so what do you guys think is the future for us to catch up? Is it going to be in the networks, or is it just going to be in rogue guys that just really feel called by God and are just going to figure out a way to do it, no matter if they have a network or a supporting church or anything like that? So we'd love to hear you guys riff a little bit on what you think the future of church planting is. And don't be complaining about Saskatoon, Ed.
I was not. What? How did he know?
All right. So Saskatoon is the world's largest potash producer.
The world's largest?
Largest. Saskatoon is the world's largest potash producer.
Well,
not,
there
not
you
to
go.
Be confused That's... with pot or ash.
Right. Right. Which is neither of. So, all right. No. So the real question is, can you define and describe what potash is? Do you
know? It's they mine it. It's a potassium, like an alkaline potassium
you're
compound.
You're reading off of Google.
Hey, I can neither confirm nor deny whether I knew that before the recording or while we were listening to our question.
That's hilarious. Well, I did like how Rob asked. He said he was very hip in there. He said, talked about rogue church planters.
Yeah.
And then he wanted us to riff on this. So I'm ready to riff when you are, hipster partner.
Yeah. Well, this month we had Jeff Christofferson, our friend over at NAM, on. And I know that you guys have been talking, and there's a lot of stuff in the works with the North American Mission Board and with the SEND network and just their influence in church planting across North America. And what's fascinating about what Jeff gets to do there is they, you know, by far have the largest church planting budget, right, across every denomination network in North America.
Right.
Yeah. So what's fascinating is Jeff leads the SEND network, right? The church planting arm of the North American Mission Board. But he also is like a director over new initiatives for NAMM. And recently they brought on, I believe it was Brad Briscoe, to kind of be their Bivo, national Bivo guy that they're going to be launching in a couple months later on this year. So it's interesting to see, in talking with him, just some of the new initiatives that he's trying to fund, that he's trying to resource as a benefit to everyone, not just the Southern Baptist Convention.
Yeah, I do think it does get to his question, who's going to be planting? Well, right now, some denominations are resurgent. So I look at Southern Baptist, Assemblies of God, and some others like that. They're doing well. Some are, and there are others. I'm not leaving people out intentionally. Some are retooling. You need different emphases, kind of bring that up. So what do I think? I mean, I think the future is going to look a lot like the present, just more so. I think you're going to see denominations continue to be the primary leader in church planting in North America, which I think always surprises people, because they always think denominations are like a week away from collapsing, but they keep going. But evangelical denominations are planting churches, and they have the structure to do so. And I think that's key. I was just with the Free Methodists and their national and district leadership talking about some of these issues. Well, they have structure, and I got all these district leaders around the room, and so the end result is that they can press on with those things. But I do think networks are resurgent as well. Are surging. If denominations are resurgent, networks are surging anyway. So I think we've mentioned hundreds of these over the course of our podcast. But we think about ARC. I was in a conversation with ARC leaders recently, and again ARC pastors, and for them, they're hundreds of churches they've planted in just a short number of years. So I think people are affiliating that way. But I'm also, he called it the rogue church planter. Here's the deal. I think when someone just feels the call of God to plant a church, and if they're not connected to a domination network, they often just go do it. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think there's always going to be that entrepreneurial solo planter. I think it would be better, nothing wrong with it, but it might be better to be connected with a network or a denomination of like-minded people who can help you, hold you up and encourage you on the journey. But I think a lot of those places are still going to be engaging in it. I think we actually have some seminaries and colleges more interested. So there's a lot of places, I think, where church planting interest is sort of bubbling up.
Yeah, the book that we're writing right now, the ebook that we're going to be releasing in around April, Planting 1,000 Churches in Your Lifetime. I mean, we talk about the idea of, hey, if you are wanting to move towards this and be a church planting church, right, which is one of those other things that are coming up and more churches are trying to figure out, how do they multiply? Starting your own network is something that we suggest in the book. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit, Ed?
Yeah. Matter of fact, starting your own network, making it focused on church planting, and keep staying focused on it for 20 years. That's kind of the key. That's what the Vineyard did. They got a little distracted later on around some theological controversies. It slowed what they're doing. That's what Calvary Chapel did. So again, it's very much what you described it. It's get focused on church planting, have a theological commitment to that, have a missiological focus on that, do it for 20 years and keep going. And then ultimately you really do see that sort of rapid multiplication that gets in the water, begins to multiply more. So I do think we're going to see more of that. Now, in the case of the two recent historic examples we give, Calvary Chapel, Vineyard, they're much more denomination-like. Now, Hope Chapel, another example we give, is a little less denomination-like than they are. And so I think ultimately, though, that long-term, what did Eugene Peterson say about discipleship? Long obedience in the same direction.
Yeah.
Well, a movement takes long mission in the same direction. That should be like a chapter title of the book, Long Mission in the Same Direction.
Yeah. And we can quote Friedrich Nietzsche as well.
There you go.
Well, it's another example is the New Thing Network, right? In their annual report that just came out, they're celebrating having gone from 267 to 1,176 reproducing churches in this last year. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
And that's because it's not just community Christian planting them one at a time, but they're creating networks that are starting networks and all across the world. So it's just amazing to see the multiplication force that can come when a church creates a network and sticks with it for 20 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you'd see coming on the horizon?
I don't think so. I think it's just different forms of what we're doing now, probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, there's house church networks, there's things that sort of thing could be key as well. But no, I think that kind of gets at it.
Yeah, let's talk about house church for a little bit as well. What are your thoughts on that? Because there's a lot around 10, 15 years ago, a lot being written about it, talked about, spoken about, and it just doesn't seem like it's at the top of the radar that much these days.
Well, I think more traditional church planning has gotten people's attention and interest, but I think there's a lot of people who are pressing into those things and those approaches. And I think, so I would say no. I would say there's still a lot of people working towards alternative ecclesial expressions that I want to see more of. I want to bless. I want to encourage. We haven't seen the breakout that everyone said 10, 20 years ago we're going to see. Yeah. You know, everybody does a movement, thinks there's going to be the ones that changes the world. But we need more of that in big cities and rural places and every place in the middle. I think that's a key thing.
Yeah, and one of the things that we're really focusing in on and wanting to create more resources and voice around is the whole idea of rule, which is why we released some talks that we had on that and some resources for all of our Plus members back in January. So if you are not a Plus member with us, be sure to go to newchurches.com and learn more about that, because you can download a lot of different articles and resources that we've curated and cultivated around rural church planning. And there's actually, I mean, Ed, at Wheaton, another one of the partnerships that are coming up is that rural partnership, right?
Yep. Yeah, we're planning on releasing more information about that soon. It's not all out there yet, but folks will be encouraged when it is.
Yeah. So that's exciting, because we have denominations focusing on the cities, and there's this resurgence to the rural as well. So it'll be just fascinating and awesome to just see what happens in the next couple of days and next couple of years. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So thank you again, Rob, for submitting your 30th question into our podcast. We've had to space out your questions, but we do appreciate them. We do. So if you've not yet left us a question, everyone else, be sure to send that in. Because it is fun to riff and talk about church planting, multi-site, and multiplication. So we will catch you next time.